With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Defense Department has designated a second stretch on the U.S. border with Mexico as a military zone to enforce immigration laws. Newest area in Texas and is attached to the Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso. Like the first zone established last month in neighboring New Mexico, military personnel authorized to take custody of migrants who illegally cross the border until they are then transferred to civilian authorities. President Trump says his tariffs could result in fewer goods and maybe some more expensive toys for Christmas.
He defends his trade policy. The president admitted there could be supply problems come the holidays.
Maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know? And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tried to defend the president's comment, arguing that dolls made in the U.S. had higher quality than those made in China.
Yes, you probably would be willing to pay more for a better made American product.
Despite White House assurances about the tariffs, there's a cloud of economic uncertainty hanging over retailers and consumers alike. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Rising tensions between India and Pakistan.
The State Department has said Secretary of State Mark Rubio has called senior officials in India and Pakistan in an effort to defuse the crisis that followed last week's deadly attack in Kashmir. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Mark Rubio urged Pakistan's Prime Minister and India's Foreign Minister to de-escalate tensions. In a news conference, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said,
"The Secretary General also expressed his deep concern at the rising tensions between India and Pakistan, and he also underscored the need to avoid tragic consequences."
I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we've been highlighting the work of Dr. Ingrid Skop, Director of Medical Affairs at the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute. Today, she outlines just how decades of widespread abortion access has negatively impacted American culture.
50 years of wide-open abortion under the Roe era, did that help women? No, their happiness scores have gone down, depression and anxiety have gone up, the family has exploded, so many more moms raising their children alone in poverty, fatherless children. All of that is the legacy of offering abortion as a solution to women's complex problems.
Dr. Skop adds the Charlotte Lozier Institute bolsters the pro-life movement in America with scientific, statistical, and medical research and leading efforts to warn women about the dangers of chemical abortions. This is SRN News. A correspondent, Alex Vega, has the latest report on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.76%. This is the second straight decline since the average rate climbed above 6.8%, near its highest level in more than 2 months. The mortgage rate swings follow volatility in the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which banks use as a guide to pricing home loans. Elevated mortgage rates have weighed on home sales so far this spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
Vice President J.D. Vance visiting a steel plant in South Carolina earlier in the day, where he heralded the launch of an industrial renaissance in the United States, due partly to President Trump's moves to boost the domestic industry. Vance made that trip as part of the administration's events marking Mr. Trump's first 100 days in office. More details at srnnews.com.